the Ashes at Unofficial Maze Instagram. I got like over 40 people replied about what are your non-negotiables for relationships. So we're getting right into it.
Yeah, you're ready. We're live already.
Can you hear me destroying these gummy bears on the microphone?
Yo, destroying gummy bears on the mic is crazy. That's some good ASMR, by the way.
Gummy bear, a whole fucking gallon of Black Forest. We're down to three. Give us a fucking second. Hold on.
They is impatient. Let's fucking start the show on this end, because maybe they'll go back and listen to this part when they left. So, start the show. Wait, is this the one?
I'm gonna listen to it. Yep, just join.
Oh no, this ain't the song. Fuck it, my bad.
Alright.
Tell me when you listen to some shit like this. Tell me when you listen to some shit like this. You about to have a good cardio day.
Yeah, wonderful, my pockets on too well.
Tell me that your Athletica don't hit different when you do this shit.
Athletica.
Is that even the name of a fucking workout?
It went back up, yes it is. It went back up to three. Yo, if y'all can hear what the fuck you listening to, is this considered freestyle?
I don't know. This is good Molly music.
I don't even want to tell y'all how I feel about that.
About Molly?
Y'all call me, no, Molly's terrible. I'm sorry, bro. You know me, bro. I was afraid to take pain medication for my fucking knee.
Oh, tell them who the fuck you are.
All right, so if y'all are on, I am Shane Timberlake. Tell them who you are.
You know who the fuck this is.
I can't see you, so they have to guess who the fuck you are at this point.
You know who the fuck this is.
I don't understand.
You don't even know how to use that shit.
I don't.
How was your week?
My week was really good. It basically consisted of... Holy shit. If y'all know me, I don't know, I work at AJ's part-time. It was Cool Clown Collective. It was the best time for y'all to come through, too. We ain't charged for shit.
Oh, because of the fight.
No, we ain't charged because they thought they had a cool fucking mechanism on making more money. Well, if they don't charge at the door, then more people spend money at the bar. So people
got it free,
and they still didn't spend no money at the bar. So you lost twice, because if they didn't spend money at the bar, you could have got it from the door. Okay? Damn it.
Well, usually, I took a nap. I'm usually ready. That's my thought process.
Donald, because
I hate
on?
Paying to get in places.
I mean, you only pay to get in good places, actually.
I don't pay to get in any places.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm normal, so I pay to get in.
I mean, I'm normal too. It's just I personally won't even go in. I'm at that point. I'm spoiled.
I'm a regular guy.
Yeah. Why pay to get in places when you should be able to get in for free?
Shane, where you at? Put a shirt on? I'm not the Vander to text us. My shirt is on, bro.
Someone said put a shirt on?
The Vander on the text.
Oh.
I get text messages on my iPad.
Ah. Like I get texts on the computer. Okay.
No, let's get right into the topic before they leave.
Oh, people don't even want to know here about my day. My day was fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
It's cool. My week
was fine.
I'm just
afraid they're going to fucking leave.
They left already. We're fine. It's four people.
How was your week?
It was good. yeah, it was good.
What about it was good?
Yeah. What? Why I don't know why I'm getting it so late. Anyway, I was sitting in my house yesterday.
Okay.
And I was just in deep thought of like when I'm alone for a long period of time, that's when mental health becomes a problem. Ash, I want to know. I don't know what she wants to know. I'm assuming about my opinion on this topic, which I'm not gonna get to right now.
Dom don't leave. My boy Matt's in the building.
Yo, can you actually fake put these people like split screen so they can actually answer us?
I would actually want somebody to ask, like, to chime in. Like, can somebody?
Yeah, like for you to bring them into the live so we can like talk to them.
Dom, you want to come into the live, Dom? Yeah. Angelina, what up?
So yeah, my mental health was racing. I was out Saturday. My cousin forced me to come out the house.
I saw that funny ass video your bartender doing. Whoever was doing that wild
ass
dance.
Yeah, he owns that. It's like a mansion.
That's pretty cool, yo.
Yeah, that's like my cousin's, like one of his best friends. And I met him once. The first time I met him, I was high as hell. Like, I was like, I've never been that high before on edibles. And I slept in his house. Very weird.
Did you have a fucking choice to?
No, I couldn't. First of all, I didn't drive. I was a plus one. And then secondly, had to go to work that next morning. So I didn't even shower. I just grabbed my uniform shirt and went right into fucking Taco Bell. High as hell. It was a terrible shift. It was an 8-hour shift too.
That's why I'm afraid of shit like that.
And I never do those at Taco Bell. But that was a long ass time ago. But I was over there, I was super sober, sad, because when I have these type of thoughts in my head, I don't like having them sober, because it means I have to actually, like, really, like, I can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
So one of the things I was just, I don't know, something hit me was just like relationships, just like the idea of like why all of my relationships end the way that they end.
Yeah.
And why, how did I get here type shit.
So there's a common theme. There's a common theme behind his relationships, right? That were all,
this one technically not, because I didn't get cheated on the last one.
She cheated you.
Out of my time, maybe.
Yeah. She you didn't get cheated on, she fucking cheated you, and I'll never forgive for that shit.
Yeah.
All right?
So
I'm good. Me's even up.
So now we're here, and I'm not home or I would.
Damn it.
That downy face. Damn.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Still appreciate you tuning in. If you're still there. We got 5 people. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I was sitting home taking an inventory of like my you keep fucking putting me on. I have to keep covering my chest.
You got it free. You got it free. You got it with a pair of fucking sandals.
I'm saying I can't let people know where I work.
They won't. Now they're gonna fucking look for it.
Alright, so I'm gonna be
don't incriminate. Don't dry snitch.
Take this shit off. So
no, you're good. Trust me, they can't see shit. I can't see shit.
I'm about to take this sweater off.
No.
Put another one on.
You're good.
So fucking, I start thinking about my relationships and like non-negotiables, and that's one of the conversations we were having at the last therapy session.
Okay.
I was like, what are my non-negotiables and how can I make sure I stick to my guns? So I thought, like, let me just ask the 5 people, funny enough, that's how many people are alive right now.
Mm-hmm.
You faithful 5. And see, like, the people's ideas and thoughts of, like, of the room. Of, like, what are their non-negotiables? And they kind of coincide with mine. And some of the answers were pretty funny, at least on my end. You say you had, like, over 40 comments, so...
Yeah.
Before we get into the comments, I want to know what is your non-negotiable.
My non-negotiable?
Or negotiables.
All right, so... Wow, I had... It's crazy. So I would say... Wow. I can't mention, like, I'm not going to say hygiene. I thank God I never ran into or dealt with a woman that had bad hygiene. Thank God. I'm in the health and fitness industry, so if I meet somebody that corresponds with that whole, you know, they keep a good upkeep of themselves. They take care of themselves mentally and physically. So if you're just joining in, we're talking about the non-negotiables or negotiables of a relationship before we even get into one. One big thing is do not blame me for the shit that your fucking previous relationship did to you. Because I get the bullshit. Baggage, I get the bottom of the barrel, yeah.
Carryover's tough, bro. Because that deals with not healing.
Oh, yeah. And then the last situation that I had to call it a situation because I sound like I'm running away from the fact that I was in some type of relationship, which is a while ago, going on a couple years now.
For a cup of coffee.
And she hit me up, too, out of nowhere.
Really?
She played a song that reminded... That was, oh, shit.
She hit you with the playlist.
She
the
hit me
song?
With the old playlist,
oh,
man.
And then
it went into the How Are You. It was a good song. Jake and Papa. Oh, my God.
I'm usually the... Damn.
She hit me while she was driving. She was like, yo, this song came out of nowhere. And I was like, you still thinking about daddy hunting? I'm still... Yeah. I'm playing.
I've definitely slid in like, yo, this was our jam.
This is our thing. We played this so many times. So do not drag the previous person's shit into the relationship. I understand it's a part of being scarred, but that's a clear indication, like you said, you're not fully healed if you're still thinking about what your previous person did. And in my situation, you started talking to me. So you thought you were healed, or a lot of times, is this true, females? They say the way to get over another dude is to get under one.
Oh! Someone that I used to be really close with, his mom and me had a convo.
Yeah,
and she told me that.
Yeah, so...
The easiest way to get over someone is to be under someone else.
I've heard females say that. I didn't say that. So I was a rebound piece. Nope. Well, look, I mean, look, put it like this. So my nickname used to be, I used to call myself Dennis Rodman. If y'all know Dennis Rodman,
nah, you're still him.
D-Rod, he's one of the best rebounders in the world.
You just don't have the hair color.
I can make it happen. All my previous situations, I've been a rebound. So someone's getting out of a relationship, that's why I experience spillover so much from people being scarred from previous situations. And so they would go from this person doing this, doing that. I'm not showing no clear indications or signs that I'm cheating or doing anything. First of all, I'll be like the first fucking 2 weeks, first off. Mm-hmm. Well, look, do I understand that females may have reservations about me and like be wary about me? Because I bounce out of damn go-go bar. I work around beautiful women all day. I train. I meet a lot of beautiful people in this industry and just in general. And like I'm saying, you don't even have reservations about that. You're already, you know, you're attacking me.
The only reservations I acknowledge is dinner and Indian, Indian reservations.
Indian
reservations? Yeah. Those are the only reservations fucking I acknowledge. Stupid. Like, if we're going to, like, one of those, campsites.
Yeah.
Or we're going to dinner. Any other, don't have any reservations.
No reservations.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Can you say White Castle in Spanish? I'll take a reservation.
Oh, Castillo Blanco?
Let me read this. It says, it's temporary healing, but they won't actually get over them until dealing with it. Absolutely. My boy Wilson, what up, Wilson? It says, they should feel more calm that you hang around beautiful women. Right? Yo, I'm actually desensitized, but I get it. You know what it is? I'm going to blame social media a little bit. I hear these stories all the time about you can have everything in the world, but these people are just fucking sleeping with each other, and no matter how beautiful they are, they can have everything in the world. There's always some type of skeleton in the closet. And I'm fortunate for, yo, I ain't got the skeleton. There's no skeleton in the closet. And I want to let the female know that I'm with, that you're secure. Like, be secure in me, but you're still dealing with the previous relationship. You're still dealing with the previous relationship, talking about he did this and he did that. Well, we're never going to move forward because you're still with him. The worst thing is like, I'll never mention my ex. Yeah, that motherfucker, in the same sentence. I want to hear that shit because I ain't got no bad news to tell you. I can't reciprocate. I can just listen. My advice to you about that whenever a female has issues moving on is that I'm not him. That's my advice. I'm not that guy. I'm not. And you're going to have to fucking find out.
I'm that guy.
I'm that guy. You're not that guy, pal. Yeah, I'm that guy. You that guy? I'm that guy. All right, there's eight people in here. We doing all right. So I'll mention another one later. We'll go back and forth. Now I want to know one of your non-negotiables when it comes to leadership. If anybody wants to go live with us, yo, request it. We'll put you on.
And I feel like as I get older, my non-negotiables, I have to have that one-on-one with myself and really write out all the non-negotiables and start renegotiating my non-negotiables. one for me that's tough is women with kids.
I remember you always been like that.
But I'll only deal with a woman with kids if the kid is like of age.
I can kind of like, you're like not if he's, raising
like,
nobody
if,
really.
Nah, like if he's like 17, 18, I could talk to you.
He might get his ass whipped during dinner. You know, 17, 18, ain't they the man of the house now?
No, it's not.
Ain't my man.
I mean,
yo,
I'm gonna have to kick that little nigga like Sparta.
What did Drake say? That nigga look crazy.
Oh yeah.
Those 17-year-old kids that beat your ass at the dinner table, eat dinner with their mom, and just smack the spoon out your fucking
head. No communication is one of my other ones, but I'll divulge that more later. But
self-esteem issues.
Women big. With kids. I feel like it's not so much the kids. It's like their partner of their past, like their baby father. I don't want to deal with that.
So if they still have to be raised and the father is still in the picture to kind of do
the raising. Well, I would hope that the father is still in the kid's life. My thing is like, I don't want that nigga around my kid, or like playing the whole politics shit to like make it like uncomfortable.
And all of a sudden they become the greatest dad in the world when somebody else is there. Like, bro, you should have been there, motherfucker.
If I'm Russell Wilson, I probably wouldn't mess with Ciara because of Future. Because
of Future, yeah.
That's the type of shit I'm talking about.
He's mad. Yo, Future's kind of salty that this dude is a good father. The fuck is that?
But it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the kids. Like, the kids are cool. Like, you know, you can get a kid to like you because it's me. Like, I'm that nigga. That's my pronouns, by the way. That's another topic we're going to get into. Let's say you can't think like all the baby daddies like that. You're right.
But yo, sad enough, like the majority, man.
I've seen it because most of my best friends are females.
What's your mister?
And they're like, I've seen their situations where like their baby fathers are like, they're like human like feces.
Dickheads?
No, they're just straight shit.
Look, Trace is a Trace. Once a man steps in, now he wanna play the full time dad.
Yeah. I don't wanna like intrude, cause you should be a full time dad. But like, don't cock block. Like,
look, if my daughter's mom decides to get into another damn.
You know what I'm saying?
If my daughter's mom was and is gonna get into another situation, I'm already a full time dad. There's no extra shit. There's no.
But
none
would
of that.
You act like a dick?
No, because I never had. All right, so here's my situation. I'm gonna be very transparent. My daughter's mom and I had a Hennessy summer. You know what I'm saying? But she's a beautiful woman. She's really dope. And I think that because when we had our child, we didn't force ourselves into a relationship, and therefore when she wants to move on, I'm not salty about, but I love you all of a sudden, and vice versa. We're very, very straightforward. We're good. Our child is super happy. She gets two Christmases. We celebrate her birthday together all the time. Two Christmases, two Thanksgivings, all that good stuff, and I get along with the whole family. So now I'm not salty when she has somebody else. I don't have to do no stepping in because I'm already there. So I don't have to do that extra shit.
Read that.
T, what up? Here we go. My baby mom's. It says, my baby mom's men be hating on me because I'm a responsible father. And they be telling me, oh, you hate me because you think I'm with you. So that's what I'm saying. You do what you're supposed to do as a father. So she's dealing with the wrong type of motherfucker. She got to deal with the person that is going to be accepting. Like, yo, you have a child. And you already going understanding that the father's going to be in the picture. Now it's up to the father and the mother to be like, okay, it's with our child. And it's always going to be responsible. And it's respect for each other. Always has to be respect. Let me see. Yo, I tell the boyfriend, bro, we ain't in this shit, but to my kid. Yeah. But a lot of dudes are in that. That's the whole insecurity shit.
Yeah, bro.
You had sex with my baby moms. You know what I mean? It's just like, Cynthia, what up, what up? T, what up? If anybody want to go live with us, let us know. My boy Wilson dropping some gems over here. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. What's another non-negotiable for you?
A non-negotiable for me is, shit. Wow. That's... I had one too. I'm forgetting it. Them things can vary week to week or woman to woman.
I mean, as I get older, them kids, I might have to deal with them shits.
If you FTK, it's going to be LTK.
Yeah.
Love them kids.
Or CTK. Claim these kids.
Claim these kids. So another non-negotiable, my first one was stop carrying over and blaming me for past stuff. That's fucking huge because it destroys everything. And a second non-negotiable would be, you know what? Come back to me, bro.
It's my turn again.
Absolutely, absolutely.
No communication. Like the communication for me is like key.
You went through that from the last one, right?
Yeah. It's like you can't overextend like Odell Beckham Jr., cigarette smoker.
Woman to woman.
You know what's funny? The last not obviously the person I dated, but the last girl I was involved with, she was a heavy chain smoker. Mm-hmm. And because I'm again at that point of like I'm starting to scramble or like I'm closer to 40 than I am 30. Mm-hmm. Now I don't think I'm gonna mind a cigarette smoker anymore. I mean, it's not something I want.
You gotta end up at the fucking Keyhole, bro.
Yep. I was at Keyhole last week.
No, you love that place now.
No, I don't.
Nah.
I was there for my cousin.
Look, I'm thinking
at his place.
I'm fucking cigarettes, man.
But that, you know, I'll drop the tea. I'm confused. Is that for you or for me? Proud of you. No one here knows me.
You know, man, if you're talking, you might want to know a little bit more. That might be me because I don't know no more of my non-negotiables.
I don't know. But whoever she wants to hear the tea from.
Yo, cigarette smoke is so old school. Like, what the fuck
you
doing?
Nah, it depends what cigarettes you smoke.
Virginia
like,
Slim?
Like if you smoke a Virginia Slim or a Pall Mall.
Pall Mall.
I can't fuck with you. That's like the EBT of cigarettes.
I don't like someone that can't get off the fucking hookah. Like, that shit bothers me too.
Nah.
You ain't never seen anybody that can't get off the hookah?
Oh, absolutely.
Like
Dominican.
They just fuck. I'm like, Jesus. I'm not a hookah person. I'm not, if,
I
yo,
was.
To each his own, but damn, every day.
I was. Especially the way I know if a girl can suck good dick is how long she can hold the hookah. Oh my god, bro. Like if she does like right, one of them strong pulls, I'm talking about like those monster pulls where like they on that shit for like 15 minutes and you hear La Manguera like.
Hey, look.
And then she does like the
I don't know what the Manguera like, is, but what is
it? The fucking the hose.
Okay.
That's Spanish for hose.
Hey, I think hose is easier to say than Manguera.
You know Castillo Blanco.
Okay, got it.
As I'm saying, Sounds better. If you like doing I'm like dead, the see? I'm saying like if she could deep throw the hookah, she could deep throw some dick.
I never paid attention to it like that.
So hookah. Keep hookah smoking your hookah. Hookah for me. But it also depends what hookah flavor. Like everybody, all six of y'all, tell me what hookah flavor y'all like. If it's not mint or double mint, don't talk to me. That's the only flavor that matters.
Pull
don't
and breathe in your face.
Yeah, don't get me no fucking like cherry or no fucking like watermelon.
You ain't got them hardcore hookah smokers that smoke the hashish and their breath smell like straight tree bark and shit?
Yeah, I want that shit to smell like fucking like. Like fucking mahogany, like a wood table.
just like rope spray.
I need that shit to be like sandpaper special.
That's fucking crazy. Man. Yo, that's funny as hell.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that's the clear definition of if I know you can take good dick.
Hey, when I work at when I work at AJ's now, I'll be in the corner like, keep going.
Shamefully love hookah. That's okay. What flavor? That's the test though.
But vanilla.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, what
that's like the Starbucks venti of hookah.
But dude, yo, this is terrible. But what about dudes that post vids?
Deep
lunging that I see it all.
I used to do that shit in my 20s. Like, that used to be me in my 20s.
Oh my,
please. At the strip club.
That's an easy fix. Introduce him to some gum. Hey, my boy Wilson said, yo, they can smoke whatever they want. Give them some fucking gum, baby.
Yeah, man.
I want to read some of these.
That's nasty, though. I don't know what's more nasty. When someone dies,
Daniel, you get a shout out.
You post a picture of you with them. Like, I saw everybody posting pictures with them and K-Slay. I'm like, do you really know him, though?
I didn't put it. Look, rest in peace to K-Slay
real
quick.
I have a picture of him, but I didn't want to put it up. I was like, that's nasty. Like, because it makes it seem like more about me than more about him.
Yeah.
People so I didn't do it. People I didn't, had no but, fucking rest in peace fear. To that guy. Uh-oh.
That's Zeke. Come on, Zeke.
Not now.
Yeah, he FaceTimed you.
Not now.
I'm going to answer on one. No. This shit got to go.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I don't go nowhere.
You guys are so corny.
Hey, Zeke. What up, Zeke? Bye-bye. Zeke, say what up to the pod. Zeke, say what up.
Oh, we on it right now.
Yeah, we on it, man.
Jesus Christ.
This is no co-sign podcast. It's not Shane's World. Look, Shmoo. Say what up, Shmoo.
Damn, Shane's World. He going to kick me off already.
You guys are so corny. We're not corny.
I'll call you later.
Damn, I'm corny?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a non-negotiable.
Oh, wait. You actually know Zeke, yo. That's crazy.
A little bit.
Wait, really quick. So, all right. Denise, what up, Denise? D-Nice.
Why are we corny, though? Wait, go back to that.
You got it. Let me know. I think because we shit on hookah.
No, I'm not shitting on hookah.
Maybe. That's what I'm assuming.
You shit on hookah. I just know that, like, it's just certain things you pay attention to.
Is that like a Sigmund and Freud thing? Like, yo, you equating something non-sexual into being sexual?
Absolutely.
Like, yo, she smokes good hookah, she smokes good. Like, oh, shit.
Like you could fit a whole Frank stand in your mouth. It all depends. Like, if you do, like, those baby puffs of hookah.
You said a whole
if you do,
Frank
like, one
stand.
Of these, like, nah, get out of here. You just gonna lick that shit like a lollipop. I need the nasty guac 9000.
Let's go.
That's what I need. That's non-negotiable. Bad sex. Like, we're at the age now, like, we've all have had some sort of experience.
But bad, look, I'm gonna tell you something. Good and bad sex can vary per person. You know what I'm saying? Good and bad sex. Because some people just can get off and get an orgasm.
Yeah, that might be the name of the show.
I need to have some sex with them, so I don't even know how to talk. So when people have like an orgasm or something like that, they consider that, hey. Because I keep it a million with y'all, right? There's been females where it's like, yo, if it feels, when you're having sex with them, they want to get off and they're like, yo, hurry up and get yours type shit. Like, yo, holy shit, I got mine already. It's just not being enjoyable no more. Because some females climax 10 times before we get to go. You know what I'm saying? And it can be like that for a dude too sometimes. Like, you know, you get your one and you gotta eat a sandwich and go back to it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, give me a second. You gotta roll over, give me a second. You need a glass of water 1,000%. And a sandwich. You know what I mean? Come back to it. But some females climax like 3-4 times and now like, yo, just hurry up.
Nah, I'll be having tricks for me.
Think about dead puppies.
I think about Nell Carter. I think about like
can y'all look who up Nell? Can y'all look up who Nell Carter is real quick? this shit went up to 40.
There you go.
Oh, we out here.
Yeah, the big girls, bruh. I am a fan of the I am a chubby chaser.
The big
chaser.
Girls give the best
I love me a 500-pounder. I've said this a million times on this pod.
Most unfortunate.
The bigger, the better. I mean, I may have ulterior motives as to why I want someone that big, but that's not important right now. The important thing is that big girls need loving too, and I'm here to love.
All men value sex, but don't value making a woman's... But look, we're Leos, right? So Leo men, I want my woman to be satisfied. I want her to come back. You know what I mean? I want her to come back. I want
big
you.
Big girls love the butt.
Big girls love the butt. Oh my! Hey, Nick. Nick is on here wilding. Nick is on here wilding. Look, yo.
The butt sex?
Yeah. Yo, Mike, I had one girl, we used to in the talking phase. She's like, yo, if you like, I hope you don't like fucking in the ass because your mind should just go to prison. I said, well, I'm all right. I'm not into that shit.
I've done it one time. It felt like sandpaper.
Oh, my God. They didn't even properly lubricate the shit.
Nah, that shit
Nick,
was
what did
just
you
rough.
Start? Wait.
That was bad Fifi.
Nah, but we really love, you're right. It says all men. Nah. Listen, I love to make sure that the woman I am having sex with, because I would love to enjoy the process again. So please, I want you to get yours as well as I get mine. I actually focus on a woman trying to get hers first. You know what I mean? And different women have different significations that they actually went. You got the shake, you got the grab, you got the oh my God, you got the, you know, all
I like,
that.
I like the Harlem shake.
The Harlem, can't take no more. Hey, look. Let's go into some of these answers with the non-negotiables for this relationship.
Yeah.
First of all, let me read. I'm shouting this motherfucker out because I'm tired of his dirty, filthy fucking answers. Right? Lottie 30 plus. He says,
I don't know.
Me personally, I get off better when she gets off first. See, it's more enjoyable. You did your job. Make them feel like it's leg day. Oh, and then get up and do the fucking
stanky leg?
Like if she don't have a bed. Exactly. So here's the first motherfucker. Right, here's one I got right here. This is a non-negotiable for my cousin Brian. Lottie 30 plus. When they suck dick, they need to swallow.
Oh, 1,000%.
Oh, Lord. He don't want nothing to clean, huh? He don't want nothing to clean. All right, that's B. It says right here. It says Ava _ David, respect my time and energy. This one, a man without a retirement plan. You ain't taking my shit. Yo, Cat, you wild.
I ain't gonna lie.
Nigga that does steroids. Nope, not a go. Yeah, stay away from a motherfucker. You're gonna end up choking you by accident. Dick disappearing. I'm glad I ain't never fucking with that.
I'm at the point now that I'm only looking for women that are 50 and up.
God, he went 500 pounds and 50 and up. Can we find this man one of those?
Yo. That's what I'm after right now.
They need an AARP card. He wants
AARP
all of that.
AARP card for sure. I need to be insured. I need to be fed. Yeah. Like I want, like, you know, the fat woman with the mat with the good potato salad elbows.
Yes, I know exactly what the fuck you're talking about.
That I need that.
You see it in the
good restaurant. I need her, you know, that fat part. You know, you have a double chin.
Yeah,
I need that shit to be on her arm.
Listen, I'm glad y'all get to see it. I ain't saying this motherfucking shit right here. I do want some good potato salad.
We got some retirement homes in South Jersey. I might take the drive.
My boy gonna be down here with a shirt. Big dick is in town.
Exactly.
Big dick is in town. Big dick is in town.
1,000%.
All right, let me read a little bit more. Will our arms. All right, so codependency, allowing each other personal space. If I ever get married or get into a relationship, we buy a house, I need a fucking man cave with a fucking 4-digit pin to get in that shit. Because I need my space or I will go psycho. Sexual chemistry and compatibility. That is very, very important. He want that mustache having well-out tricep hat.
With the mole.
No.
You know the mole right here?
That's the cover of the fucking podcast,
Yeah,
baby.
We got to find somebody.
All right, here we go. Insecurities. This is my homegirl, Body by T. If y'all want to train, she's fire. Insecurities. Can't do. I need a strong person to be able to hold themselves down in me. Everybody has insecurities subconsciously, but they just don't know it. You know what I mean? Like, mine used to be my legs not being super fucking huge, but I tattooed my entire leg, so now I wear baby shorts. So I made my insecurity my positivity. You can always turn an insecurity into positivity, all right? Let's go over to Delilah. She says, oh shit, I shouldn't. I don't know if I know, I'm gonna read yours last. I said your name, and this might strike people's fucking nerves. I'm not gonna go there yet. One, all right, it says value systems and growth. All right, I like that. Lack of communication. Cheating is a hard non-negotiable too. Keeping your word, keeping an honest, open line of communication at times. And if, as this one says, and if you're abusive, I think if a man abuses a woman, he should be tortured every single day.
In the ass.
I will be. All right, look. All right, listen. I just want to punch him in the face. I just want to break his hands. Whatever you use to abuse, you should be broken. I'm eye for an eye. Let me see. He want that. Well, I wears the cheetah print.
He don't know about my love for cheetah print. That's on my alley.
Look, she said, chill. I got the grandma arms because I could cook my
that's
ass off.
That's the point.
This
that's
what
exactly
you do.
The point.
This
the
what you do.
That's when, exactly what I
now
want.
Now, look. Whenever says somebody says they can cook, we now got to sample the cooking. Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to send you an address so we can meet you at the kitchen. Now we gotta sample the cooking.
Yeah.
Peace, peace, peace. Get up, Dumb. My God, Dumb. Please, everybody that comes in, please check out their Instagram, man. Everybody in here is fire, man. Y'all got something going on. All right, here's another one. Expectations is non-negotiable. Stop expecting. Here's another one. If you're on drugs or even sell drugs, just stay away from the motherfucker.
Damn,
if you deal with a drug dealer, you got a little. You're not on fucking.
Not anymore.
Yeah, well, you're not counting out no more. Let me tell you something real quick. Like, yo, what have you been doing in your fucking spare time?
Nah, I'm clean. That's the problem.
Here's another one. Not willing to date a man who's disrespectful to others, including service workers. I seen females that are with a dude that are disrespect like a waitress or a waiter. You can't even say both now. It's all just a waiter now, right? Or I understand, like, they're in public and the dude is fucking disrespectful to service people because they feel like they're above them, which is shitty. Because we all need each other to make things work. Nah, never, bro.
I remember one time I was the waiter, and I remember I was in a group setting and someone was acting stupid to a waiter. And both times I had to come out of character.
There you go.
I dropped food on somebody once.
You got to protect. You got to protect what you work with.
Clearly. It was like my third day.
Third day in. Fuck it. I'm risking it all.
He told me some shit. It was like some soup.
Oh, nah. Now you're spilling soup on niggas' laps and shit.
And that was on their face.
Well, I guess it wasn't that hot because you would have got fucking sued.
I mean, it was a different time.
All right. Let me read some more off. This one I love. It says booty rubs. You have to do it. No if, and, or buts. B-U-T-T-S about it. Laugh my ass off. I like that. If I'm with a female, she definitely deserves it. I like doing the, when you dig your hands under the hair into the scalp and booty rubs. Put your significant other to sleep after a long day. This one says having a car. Now, a lot of people in the city don't have a car because of the convenience and, you know, insurance and parking and all that crazy shit. But I think when you live in somewhere like Jersey and you don't work in the city, it's very important. Unless you want to Uber all over the fucking place. This one, hygiene. A dude that can't drive, no passport, and no relationship with his parents. I think dealing with a female from my side that a parent has she has a nasty relationship with her mother. I can say some dads are dickheads, unfortunately. But a bad relationship with your mom was just like, fuck, man. I don't know.
I love daddy issues.
They're going to be fucking riding that pole, too.
That's usually where you can find me nowadays.
Oh, buddy.
Right at Onyx.
That's what reason, man.
Take that drive right to Philly.
Lack of communication and lack of communication and liars. I think we all agree with that one. D-nice, must be employed. Yeah, have something going on. My cousin put four answers. All right,
this
first
is
one. Nah, this is fuck Keandra.
Okay,
treating your parents and grandparents and service people with respect. How you speak and act when I say no. That's very important for you. Super aggressive fucking.
Repeat that again.
I hate that alpha male. That shit ain't fucking real. How you speak and act to me when I say no.
Alright. Let me chime in on this one.
Jay, what up, what up? Let me read this comment. Let me chime right in. If you Hispanic and not in communication with the family, run like hell because that person got an issue. Spanish and family go hand in hand.
Wait. Because now we...
This motherfucker. Not him, not this motherfucker.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yo, T, there's no sound.
I have to disagree with that one.
Can y'all hear us? Y'all can hear us, right?
I would hope that they can hear us.
There's no sound. Shit.
Dog. What are we doing? Standard. Whoa, 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 whoa. Where did everyone go? Is this thing on? Nah, I'm fucking with y'all. We decided to cut this up into two parts because attention spans nowadays are very, very minimal. So in the meantime, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode, part one. Make sure to chime in. Let us know some of y'all non-negotiables. Let us know if you enjoyed us doing the IG live. Should we do more of that? Should we do less of that? Do you guys want this to be recorded into two parts when we decide to go long? Or do you want us to keep doing this in parts so we can finesse y'all to listen more? Anyways, like, comment, share, subscribe, all that other good shit. And I'll see you guys on Thursday.